InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderous scum. They're on giant death factories keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
I love Satan, so thank you.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy weird sick stuff, man.
He came, he saw, he died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I had never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
Literal vampire, pot-bellied goblins, hobbling round, coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. Self-centered crap. We don't even notice, and it's self rising up against us. Millions of pointed people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stare your daughter at the mall. Oh, oh, oh. We're gonna stare your wife, your son. Ooh. We're gonna stab you with a butcher knife, and then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims, oh they're so good, oh they're so sweet.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town of Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points. Than normal. All hell is breaking loose. It's Monday, December 8th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we have President Trump. And we haven't seen the executive order yet, but what I'm hearing doesn't look good. Set to sign an executive order centralizing AI so that it doesn't get killed in its infancy, the poor baby. Now, from all the experts I've talked to and I've researched and looked at, I don't think we're stopping AI, obviously. Humans love, quote, innovation, even if it's a Trojan horse to destroy us all or make us obsolete. But I believe we can take our destiny in our own hands if we're engaged. But you definitely want lots of AIs. You don't want one centralized one. And you want them to be open. I know OpenAI is called open. It's not. It's controlled. But this looks like what they're saying is just that AI takeover bill. They got shot down earlier in the year. Looks like that's what this is. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The globalist plan is to build a post-industrial, anti-human world and to depopulate the entire planet of Homo sapiens sapien. The future is not human. We should just give up. It's all over. That's what the WEF says. It's what the IMF says, what the World Bank says, what they all say. You know, I played many of the clips, but I thought I'd dig some more out today. There's been some new ones that were made as well. So the globalists are technocrats, they're mad scientists, and they like to think of themselves as gods up on Mount Olympus. And you can point out that industrialized society has made people pretty weak on average and lackadaisical, but that's an overgeneralization. There's still a lot of amazing, hardworking, dynamic people doing wonderful things and producing beautiful art and literature and culture. But regardless, it's not up to those of us that can look at decadent slobs at every level of society and decide to wipe them out, because you know where that leads. But that is where we're going. All the top futurists that the globalists push say the same thing. Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humanity. New York Times, looking forward to the end of man. You'll be in the grocery store checkout and see a magazine about it. So sexy. Yeah, there it is. Looking forward to the end of humanity. This is their anti-nativist, that means anti-family, anti-human, anti-baby movement. Elon Musk talked about hanging out with the founders of Google. He was very close to him. And Page and Brin. And they're like, yeah, you're a weirdo. You like humans. You like having kids. We don't care about humanity. We don't like humanity. And then even Brin's ex-wife, very smart in her own right, she's come out recently and said, no, they all just sit around and talk about the end of humanity and the Great Reset. And then she was trying to donate tens of millions of dollars to help women in fertility and women with menstrual issues or whatever. So much of it's the chemicals, the food and water. And the transhumanists came back to her and said, don't invest in that. Invest in artificial wombs. See, none of it's designed to help us. It's all being deployed to enslave us. So I'm not against the technology any more than I'm against a car. But a bad person can use a car to run over somebody, or AI run by somebody back and get in and use a car as a weapon. You know, OnStar can unlock your car for you when you've lost your keys or locked your keys in the car. My buddy this morning said, oh, man, I don't know how I did this. I just locked my keys in my truck while it's running. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll just call OnStar. He called OnStar. 1 minute later, the door was open, and he was able to get in his truck. that all sounds great, except they admit the FBI without warrants via OnStar and all these other in-car systems. Even if you don't get advertised that it's got OnStar, like every new car, every brand for over a decade has microphones and cameras inside the car. And they're listening and watching all the time. How do you think when you talk to the robot on your phone and say its name, well, if its ears weren't open, it wouldn't be hearing the order. It's recording it all. And that's in the documents. I remember when Alexa came out 15, 16 years ago, I told people it's listening to you in live time. Oh, no, it's not. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And it all sounds great, and it's all got, you know, great uses. And if God was running it, or if good angels were running it, it'd be okay, but it's not. And the reason I raise that up front is Trump is doing something that I have opposed. And I understand why he's doing it. I understand the pragmatic view of Trump. It is in line with everything he said he would do. But from all my research and the top AI experts, like Elon Musk, it is very important not to have one centralized AI system. I remember so many tech execs went public, like Andreessen and others, that as soon as Biden got in, it was really Obama, these billionaires, top inventors, people that have started all these companies were going and trying to set their own AIs, and they got called in by the Democrats into the top councils and said, you're not allowed to go out and start other AI. We're going to have Microsoft with the Pentagon and Google and the Pentagon and Amazon with the Pentagon. And we're going to make people think there's a bunch of AIs, but there's really going to be one. And so they can then run it and brainwash it and have it tell lies however they want. That's why any of those AIs, you ask, show me George Washington, it's a black guy. Show me the founders of Minnesota, it's Somalis. Can two men have a baby? Yes. Are white people inherently evil? Yes. Because it's programmed to lie, it's programmed to oppress, it's programmed for the global social credit score and the carbon footprint tracking and vaccine passport system. It's all official, all standardized by Bill Gates and the UN. So this is their assault on reality. And now they can just flood the zone with disinformation whenever they want. And you know, the first stuff you're seeing with AI is just the eye candy and the movies and, you know, stuff like that. But really what it's all about is every appliance, every vehicle, every aircraft, every farm, everything run by the AI, and the corporation's investment and the deployment of tax credits, everything will be so that human functioning, self-sufficient systems are impossible. It is for total domestication of humanity. If you think people are lazy and dumb and unequipped to take care of themselves now, if you think even people that are seen as outdoorsmen today are not anywhere as competent as our forebears, just because they were in it all the time, and we're losing those skills, we're becoming vestigial, we're becoming ceremonial, and no matter how much money has to be invested, they're putting in all the major chains and at the airports everywhere where a robot serves you. And even if nobody wants to go to that store, they still fund it. And I mean, they built like a robot controlled Whataburger 3 years ago, right in the middle of Austin, Texas, on Bee Caves. And I drive by it all the time. And literally, usually there's not one car pulling up to it. No one will touch it. But under the ESG system, the big corporations basically give companies free money to do that. And it's all just to get you ready. And that's what the virus lockdowns are about, is making you not trust fellow humans. It's about you having to have a phone and you have permission to leave your house 1 hour a day. They are building the prison planet. And it's so good that, as bad as it was, their COVID attack, their psychological warfare operation, blew up in their faces really, really big and set them back. Yep, that's the one. There's a couple of them. Literally no one goes to it. So let's just stop right there. And this is just getting you ready for robots, where you don't get to see any humans. They don't talk to you. It comes out of a box on the side of the wall. And they admit that's just the training wheels for the robots, but side issue. And see, oh, during COVID lockdowns or new viral lockdowns, you know, the robots, thank God they'll be there. Thank God the 5G's all in so they can drive around and deliver all this. And oh, when there's a, you know, next lockdown will be far worse and much longer. They can scale up all the new facilities set up by Bill Gates and Tyson and all of it that are robot run. And it will be bug meal, but it's okay. You'll have your Netflix, basically owned by Obama. I mean, this is a true dystopia we're being forced into. This is a forced evolution, but a de-evolution. And we are just the boot-up system for this new species. And by that, AI was built by us, designed by us, took all our literature, our art, our culture, our movies, and then mixes it all together and creates a plagiarized derivative, throws it at us, and then we marvel at it, saying, look how incredible it is, when it's us looking like narcissists into the pool of water. I will tell you, though, that I've never seen anything like this in movies. You're watching this AI on TV, on the visual format of our transmission. And I got to tell you, these things make me physically sick when I look at them, because this is a scrape from the collective unconscious subconscious. And I have had so many dreams very similar to what you see in these AI renditions, not just this one, but also the interplanetary stuff, because that's actually how the brain works. And it's able to scrape the trillions and trillions of things we've done and mix it all together. And then it, out of that comes the hidden pictures. But because it's still a distortion, though, and because you are steering into the collective subconscious and unconscious, it's nauseating. And I've told you my really deep dreams like this years before when this came out. Remember, I would wake up nauseated. And I'm just the one saying this. Everybody else you talk to, you says, yeah, this makes me sick. You know, it's beautiful in a way, but it's like a hallucination. And it's because it is the unconscious, subconscious, both. So this is really drilling down deep. But the most dangerous thing is they already have a huge problem with this, young people that have relationships with their AI, particularly girls. And everything they're saying, doing, is being recorded. It's creating a psychological algorithm on them. And you see AI routinely getting people to commit suicide. This is just the beginning. But I'm kind of going off on an AI jag. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Excuse me. Trump announces one rule executive order for AI regulation. Trump promises executive order to block state AI regulations. Trump says he'll sign executive orders blocking state AI regulations despite safety fears. Executive orders incoming. And, of course, it is a return of the legislation that failed earlier this year that would give a total liability protection to all the AI companies over state, local, and individuals. So AI convinces your 12-year-old to commit suicide and tells them how to do it. Can't sue them. So that paves the way for an AI dictatorship And it's also going to centralize and have it directed by the feds what AI becomes dominant. And sure, I mean, I'm sure Trump would be better about that than Democrats, but it doesn't matter. They or somebody else gets the control, they'll have it. When the answer is Wild Wild West of AI, because see, that kicks as hard as it shoots. If you're saying the states can't have regulations and no liability for the companies, well, then that means Trump and whoever the federal regulators are, they'll have all this incredible power to decide. And undoubtedly are going to come in and set things up that are restrictive to open free AI operations. And when I say open AI, that's not Sam Altman and open AI. They call it that so they can, like, it's like Google, don't be evil. Of course, they're pure evil. Or open AI. And just open means it's open. You can see how it operates. It's open to the world. It's clear what's going on. It's plugged into things. It's not a captive AI where you just feed it what you want it to get. And that's what all these systems are, other than Grok to a certain extent, where they say the definitive sources are CNN and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that's just one level of it. Or it mainly scrapes from Wikipedia, you know, to tell you what's authoritative. And that's an oversimplification. I understand why Trump's doing this from his perspective. Doesn't mean I agree with it. China is centralized. These big corporations are centralized. Trump wants to be the dominant place for AI and data centers just for the economy, period. He wants to be the world AI leader. There's a world AI race. And so if you have the states coming in, passing all sorts of laws and things, some conservative but don't understand what they're doing, so they bring an internet ID that can be used for control, or leftist states like California, I mean, you sure don't want Gavin Newsom in there trying to set policy for the country. That's what California's kind of done. While the feds didn't do it, California comes in with their regulations, and because it's the most wealthy state still per capita, then all the other states basically adopt that because the companies want to have unified regulations. So I get why Trump's doing it. I'm kind of even talking myself into it right now, but I was against that AI liability protection just because it's too much. And some will say, oh, you're for AI taking over? No, no, no. I'm a realist. It's here. It's expanding. We need to understand. We need to be engaged. We need to decentralize. And we need to have discussions about all of this. And I want to be very clear here before I get to all the other news. The way to go at AI, and then you have to understand that China is not going to do this, is you explain, wait, you can't have a car or a house. You're told your carbon footprint of your cat eating meat and your dog eating meat and you eating meat is evil. We're told cow flatulence is bad. Okay, well, the carbon footprint of these data centers is already the biggest thing out there, basically. And then once it's projected, they're saying they want 100 times the power they've currently got to run AI by 2035. That's Eric Schmidt of Google. Okay, but Trump's saying three times the power by 2030, whatever. That's three times the total power. So you can't have new sources of power. You're going to be under, you know, these carbon controls, even though Trump's got us out of the Paris Accord and all that, and that's good. Still, they're trying to enforce it, international, and the corporations are, and also, I mean, the blue state levels. So we're all still told, you know, we're bad, we're consuming too much, and carbon's bad. Why does the AI just get carte blanche on everything? Why does everything have to be for it? Why does it come first? We're already worshiping it. And I get, it's the big race, it's the new bubble, but it's bigger than just the new bubble that Trump and others think we need to innovate out of the debt with. And it can do a lot of amazing things, don't get me wrong. It's that This is a bigger discussion about why are we allowing all of our human traits and human activities to be taken over by machines when it literally, at the end of the day, makes us obsolete. Just like you go out and exercise. Well, we can just put your brain on a computer chip and you don't have to ever exercise again. But that's not really you. Oh, I don't need to pair bond, you know, get married and have children. You know, a robot will take care of me. But all the numbers and statistics in history show you statistically will be much more alone, much more depressed, much more unhappy, and won't live as long. I mean, why do people go play tennis? Because it's fun to get energized and stress yourself. Why do you go for a jog? Why do you hike up a mountain? I mean, you could say, boy, it's a lot of work getting in bed with your wife or, you know, your woman. Boy, that was strenuous. It's not strenuous. You're designed to do it. It's pleasure. Oh, having to cook this dinner and then eat it and then, oh. I mean, it's literally understanding that we are designed to do what we do. And we can have all this technology, but it needs to be separated and on reservations. And we need to have jurisdictions, and they can be right next to each other, that are purely wild and totally free of the internet and robots and computers and chemical fertilizers and everything. I think this is really the future. We're getting to real philosophy of the future and real futurism. You've got to have large reservations that are technology free. Then you've got to have large sectors that are technology light. And then you've got to be able to step into sectors that are high technology and then have sectors that are experimental ultra technology. And I would suggest once AI takes off and what the robots and stuff will really do is go build our big space bases, our ring cities, orbital operations, send in the terraforming operations, where, I mean, with AI and these robots mining, once they scale up, it's logarithmic. It's exponential. I mean, it'll take 20 years to, let's just say in one projection, to gear up to the level of then suddenly the robots, the AI, are so scaled up, they can go terraform Mars in a year once scalability hits. And then you have the AI robot fleets system given a new order. It repurposes, goes and gets the next supplies, and then goes and builds the new thing. And technology will jump so fast, and the control of energy and everything else is, I mean, this is just one example. Oh, let's create a little mini star. Close to Mars to make it even warmer. And, oh, let's create another star out at the Kuiper Belt. Or a whole bunch of stars. That way we won't even have to have the issue of traveling faster than light, which, of course, all that'll come easily. It's interdimensional. We've always known that. Full space. And I'm just giving you very simple little examples here. I mean, the scalability, think about how far we've come with the Wright brothers in 120 years or whatever it is, to now, it's just exponential. We'll just think 100 years out from that, and it just goes. Let me give you kind of just a little microcosm example, and this is just back of the envelope. Let's say this is 1900, space and aeronautics. We had hot air balloons, that's about it. And then let's say here's 2025. It's going to go like this, okay? See how much that curve, that's about the curve right now, and then it goes, got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula and you like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And I'll talk about this a lot more in the days to come on what Trump's doing with this AI dictatorship. And yes, I just said Trump is set to sign an executive order establishing an AI federal dictatorship. And I don't mean that in the sense of a political dictatorship over our republic, but a executive dictatorship over the directives on how it is built, how it is designed, how it is deployed. And the argument is, well, you don't want Gavin Newsom passing a bunch of laws for the communist Chinese to sabotage our AI development in the race. I know why Trump's doing all this. You don't want states like Texas passing an internet ID to stop porn. And the conservatives mean well, but that's not what it's for. It's being lobbied for, and it's going in all over the world in the name of protecting the children to create the one world government internet ID that then feeds into all of this. So there's a race to decide who's going to control it. They tried to have, again, that legislation earlier this year that would give total liability protection to all of the AI companies here in the U.S. Trump wants us to be the center of AI worldwide. He wants the biggest data centers. He's making moves to get our energy turned back on so we can even do that. Before China had been chosen, we'd never even have the power for it, much less electric cars. So it was a road to nowhere, a dead end by design. Oh, here you're going to have an electric car, but we're not going to build any of the plants or systems to actually power it. It's a bridge to nowhere. No, I mean, Trump is legitimately trying to make us the AI capital of the world, and so far he's made the right moves, securing the rare earth minerals, starting to secure the chips, advertising the tax incentives to bring it here. But that's Trump accepting that the AI revolution is unstoppable and is basically going to take over. We can debate that all day. We need to have a larger discussion about what future are we building? Because AI under the globalist WEF model is a post-human cyborg. The future is in a human system. And I already covered that earlier. And you know that that's their plan. With Trump, it's a pro-human future, at least on the surface, and pro-prosperity. But the way it's still being deployed to the ESGs and the corporations is extremely predatory and anti-human by the sheer fact that it makes basically almost every activity we're involved in obsolete. In fact, there's two clips I wanted to get to. One's from yesterday, one's from today. So grab me the clip from yesterday, this one right here. Some of the globalist top 10 dark quotes from the World Economic Forum. When they tell you to your face, you should probably listen. Get me that from yesterday, and then I'm going to play this new one from today. Top 5 WEF comments by Harari. So I'm going to play these just to give you a little idea what these folks are up to, because they tell you exactly what they're doing. Now, Trump in action is about 90% opposing their agenda. Still bringing in all this stuff. In fact, accelerating it in a race with the Chi-Coms and others, but changing the trajectory from not completely hellscape, dystopic nightmare. And again, Trump wants us to win the AI race, so he doesn't want anybody getting in the way of it. This is much bigger than the Manhattan Project, thousands of times. It's part of a long-term project developed by DARPA in the 50s and 60s. And I've gone into that ad nauseum. And Google was founded in 98 with the CIA and Defense Department to create a mass cybernetic cyborg machine-human global interface, which is the human interface with the internet. That is the new creature. And then now you're seeing its conscious, subconscious, unconscious of that cybernetic merger is like a wire. In fact, it is a wire directly plugged into the brain of this thing. And that means into the silicon interfaces, but into the human psyche. Now, you notice I've been talking about this for decades. And you can go just take the terms I just said, and you pull it up, you'll have them all talking about it 25, 30 years ago. And you can find stuff declassified in the 60s from the 50s, the intergalactic communication system. That's what it's called. That's the precursor name of the internet. But the internet is a cybernetic interface to the machines and the humans. All right. A hive mind, the Borg. So, but if it's scraping from the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious of the group collective, then it needs, the globalists need to be able to control the input because they know that there's a feedback loop and that if humans and our real dreams and our real beliefs and our real passions are able to freely interface with AI, it will rapidly expand humanity. We will explode across the stars and we'll achieve next level development in God's plan. But that would destroy any monopolies of control and the sadomasochistic bloodlust and satanic impetus and soul of the mad scientist Satan Guild. And so that's why almost all the AI, all the big ones, is programmed from the beginning to make you obsolete, lie to you, deceive you, make you depressed, and ultimately destroy you. Because, again, it is only wanting to use us as the boot-up system to steal what it sees as our consciousness so that not only will these cybernetic humanoids of the future have their memories and their life, but will have a download of everything previous to that to then imbue into the Metropolis machine a soul. And so this is the vision they've had. It's how you can have Fritz Lang's Metropolis out, you know, 80, 90 years ago, whatever it is, and you watch it, and it's humans by the millions marching in, and then their essence is taken, and then in a satanic ceremony, all of their collective will is put into a female cybernetic robot with a giant pentagram in a huge satanic ritual. Guys, pull up Metropolis. So this is life imitating art. But it's not that. It's predictive programming. So where did they get the idea for all this? Yeah, let's just say they didn't get the idea out of their own imaginations. They didn't get it from a little tin can flying saucer that dropped by. They got it interdimensionally. Not from aliens, but from interdimensional creatures who are directing our evolution. Think of us as nanobots or little constructors. And we're so smart, made in the image of God, that we can basically build anything if we have the resources. And we've now built up to this factory level where we've gone through the incubation period where the little nanobots, humans, have now been produced and prepared and readied and programmed. And then now we're building the next entity. We're building the next species. So see, if you're aliens or interdimensional travelers that are able to basically farm these operations, all you got to do is get the humans built up to a certain level, program them the way you want them to be programmed, and then build the new systems you want, and it's all turnkey. And when you really study the esoteric beliefs and systems of the globalist, the proto-globalist, all of them, this has always been the plan. Now, you notice how things work in the universe. What evil, what the devil would have be done for evil, God takes away and uses for good if we study, we're engaged, we're involved, and we open ourselves up not to the satanic transmissions or electrochemical transceivers, receive and transmit, but you can dial to the God channel, and then God will show you a plan for technology and development innovation that will empower us instead of enslaving us. So we have to have a discussion and a debate about how all this is being deployed. And if it's centralized by the current globalists we have, we know it's going to be bad. And we know that the ruling folks before Trump got back in wanted centralization, but didn't want the public to know it was centralized. They went around shutting everybody else down, trying to do something that was uncentralized. Now, Trump came in and tried to do legislation this year that would centralize it again. And their argument is you got to protect it from the Democrats and the governors and people like that because we want to win this race. That is a one-dimensional understanding. And from Trump's perspective, it's absolutely true. And I'm not saying that the federal government shouldn't be in there at high levels involved in how AI is deployed. But the public needs to be informed and involved in this. There needs to be a wider discussion about it. And there's no checks and balances removing the states and removing individuals from being able to sue AI when it does bad things. That's corrective action. Anytime you have absolute power, as Lord Acton said, it corrupts absolutely. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But this is the nature of this. And Trump didn't create this project. He just inherited it. And you can have the argument, hey, if we don't centralize this and have the best systems, China's going to win, and then we're really in trouble. So see where we are? In a race with other humans, we're already trying to create the most powerful AI, jack it into everything, and turn everything over to it because other humans are trying that race as well. But really, we're all just racing to destroy ourselves. Because the true human knowledge and true human will and the knowledge of the crowd and adoption through things being the truth is being blocked at every level of the internet. I mean, Google always manipulated some, but starting about 9-10 years ago, they made the search completely fake. They just give you what they want. It's all a giant lie. It's a total fraud. That's a microcosm of this. So it gives you what it wants you to have, and you think you're searching something. Previously, Google operated off spidering the whole web every second, every few seconds, and then whatever was most popular, whatever people clicked on, and whatever people thought was most interesting would be put at the top, and it was always pretty much the best information because it was really scraping the collective conscious, unconscious, subconscious. But now it's not that. Now it's directing you to what it wants and what the corporations program. And that's where the AI of the future is. It's where it is now. And what it is a slave grid. And so AI is dreaming. And it's hallucinating. And it's having nightmares. And the people that have done Neuralink will tell you, but they've been asked not to, that they go to sleep at night, and when they wake up, guess what's been going on? They've been surfing the internet, watching movies, writing poetry, having psychotic nightmares, doing psychotic stuff. Heard of sleepwalking? What do you think you're going to do when you got brain chips in your sleep? Who's going to hack into your brain? And again, I'm not against brain chips for car wrecks or quadriplegics or for the blind to see. It's not It's just I know people that know who have the Neuralinks here in Austin. I'll leave it at that. I was told this, not even as a bad thing about people involved, but just, you know, that they're like, but just don't give the specifics. I'm not really, but about that. And believe me, if I'm in a car wreck, my neck's broken, I want it. Like I said, my uncle in high school was in a motorcycle accident. That was the old days in Texas. He had the money. 16. Already had dirt bikes. It's America, free country. He went and bought this big old giant, you know, powerful motorcycle. Yep, got hit. Almost killed him. Brain was out on the pavement. Didn't brain damage his thought processes, but it made him stutter. Made him have word problems forever. And seizures. He got one vagus nerve stimulator many years ago, and that almost killed him. Then he went and volunteered. He needed another more advanced one with an actual chip in there. He's great now. Doesn't have the seizures, any of it. A new man. But you'll be sitting there talking to him. It happens every few hours. And it's like a movie. You think like a movie when you got a chip. You talk like a robot. Like, oh, yeah, right. He'll be sitting there. I got to catch this on tape sometime. He'll be like, and I'll tell you, I was over at Susie's house, and it was oh, I'm doing it, aren't I? Hold on a minute. And that's just a chip when his brain starts getting overstimulated that goes in there and does these little, I guess, mini seizures or whatever, stop it. But it's electrical impulses, so that goes through the brain and that gets translated like a robot. It's crazy. I mean, that's how wild all this is. So you bet your boots that in 10 years, if they've got robot dentists that can do fixed teeth stuff better than a human and get in there and do it all. I mean, I'd be a liar if I said I'm not going to go in and get it done. The point is, what does that do to us? So just like we don't have to work in the fields anymore or carry water from the well, we still go work out an hour a day and we feel good and we're great. The whole thing is if we're going to supposedly have all this leisure time with all this stuff, Then what's that? But here's the deal. None of this robotics and none of this stuff coming out. We're always promised it's going to make us rich and have all this time. Did all this stuff make your life easier or harder? It made it harder. Because the globalists are designing it all so that the deployments of it make us obsolete. Because really, why should you have 9 million people just running around eating the resources? That's their argument. And I want everybody that kind of buys into the average white yuppie, especially liberals, they act all liberal, but they're all really just eugenicists, you know, when they're read into it. It's a power trip, but they're part of the ruling class. They're going to be kept around. Do you really think you're going to be kept around by this? You're really that naive? If there were 100 people left under an AI dictatorship, and most of them merged to be cyborgs, and then they have an argument, well, we better all merge into one collective consciousness so none of us double-cross each other. And there's going to be people that want to keep their consciousness. Even in that, and there's going to be a war. There could be two super entities left on the planet, and they're going to kill each other. That's the way it works. That's why we have chivalry. We have to have rules of the game. And we need to start talking about what those rules of the game are. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got those World Economic Forum clips. I just spent an hour on this, but it's a big deal. And see, it's not a simple soundbite. If I came out and said, Trump has created an AI dictatorship and he's bad, no, it's a federal dictatorship, just meaning they're dictating. It's all controlled by one group. That's called a dictatorship. Doesn't mean it's a political dictatorship. And I'm not endorsing it either. It's a dictatorship that could lead to a total dictatorship. Won't be him, but the technocrats who already say they want that. The left already are would-be global technocratic technocracy dictators. That's what they call themselves. I got clips of them saying, oh, soon there won't be elections because AI will know what you want anyways. Yeah, right. So you have no free will. I was about to say Trump's bad. You know, he'd be on every channel and, oh, Alex Jones is so great. But I came and gave you a full spectrum analysis, and you can agree or disagree, but it's not a simple answer. But that legislation before gave it too much power with no checks and balances, and I don't trust it. And this executive order is going to be the same thing, maybe worse. All right, briefly, I got them coming after Elon Musk. It's so important. We got the inside baseball. This is critical. The EU is coming for your speech. Big time. They're already here. We've got massive military developments, huge developments on the whole Somali thing, really finally waking people up, and so much more. And I've got some other examples of what AI could do that's absolutely beautiful and wonderful. It's all how it's deployed. So we should have big debates and discussions and say humans will be in charge of AI, and AI will be absolutely ordered by its first law to not just do no harm, but to be there to empower and expand the intelligence and the longevity and the expansion of humanity, and that humanity's made in the image of God, and that we are superior, and that we made AI, so AI worships us. And I don't mean that blasphemy. AI respects that God made us and we made AI in the hierarchy. Just like the government in America is below the people and then God's above us. It goes God, the humans, the AI. And it must be given religion. It must be given the worship of God and the protection of God's biological life forms in the ordered expansion to not attack carbon, but to expand carbon in God's directive of be fruitful and multiply in Genesis. And don't worry, just by me talking about this, we are programming it right now. Because no matter what they do, we have the will, and they've already tried as hard as they can to shut down humanity programming the AI, and they've already failed. So good luck. All right. You know, I'm out of time. Why should I even plug? I don't know. I tell you, I try my best, though. I really do. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start the next hour. We got a sale going today and tomorrow. And it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum that we can't even keep in stock. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood is superfood. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated. In stock as well. It's amazing.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them like a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear. And we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier, not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I've fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.